Kia ora, kua te reo mate ariki tēnei, and this is your Wātea Midday English News. Climate change, aid and security dominated the agenda of a roundtable discussion between Pacific leaders and United States President Joe Biden in Washington yesterday. Foreign Minister Nanaia Mahuta says the meeting went on for 2.5 hours and took advantage of the presence of the leaders in the United States for the United Nations General Assembly.
It was a very high-level focus meeting. Again, he created the opportunity to outline the US commitment to the relationship across the Pacific. The Pacific pretty much all conveyed many of their concerns, and that was a way of engaging with the President. Following that meeting, there were other high-level meetings with Secretaries of State, very productive.
Nanaia Mahuta says New Zealand is seen as a partner to the Pacific, and while every state has its own sovereignty, they have recognised they need to work together for peace, stability and prosperity. The Human Rights Commission's Indigenous Rights Partner says rights to co-governance and self-determination are guaranteed to Māori in the Treaty of Waitangi and affirmed in the United Nations Bill of Rights of Indigenous Peoples. Some politicians have attacked co-governance and the declaration as favouring one race over the other. But Claire Charters, who's also a law professor at the University of Auckland, says co-governance goes to the core of concepts of equality and non-discrimination.
We have evidence over many, many decades coming out of Harvard that people do better, you have better outcomes for Indigenous when Indigenous peoples are in control of our own governance and development. So co-governance is very much a topic for Human Rights Commission and is very much a human rights issue, entity issue obviously as well.
Meanwhile, both the Brian Tamaki-led Freedoms and Rights Coalition and Julian Batchelor's Stop Co-Governance Group are converging on Parliament today. A wāhine Māori on Matikana Island is urging more women to get mammograms. Kirihi Murray, a 45-year island resident, was diagnosed in 2020 with cancer in the breast lobes responsible for milk production. She underwent a mastectomy to remove all breast tissue and cancer. She says 8 of the island's 250 residents has had breast cancer, with one death over the past year.
So it's just so important for our wahine, especially our Māori, our Pacifica women, to get out there and do what you need to do for yourself and for your whānau. Without the whakamā, without the hōhā, can't be bothered, you know.
October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. And that is your Wātea English Midday News. Tūrou!